Call Back the Past.
We ought to be able to erect a monument worthy of the Voortrekkers and of the present generation. The Voortrekkers are worthy of our honoring their memory in this way. They were the pioneers who opened up the interior to civilization.
The Governor General, Dr. E.G. Janssens, talks about the Voortrekker Monument on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of the Great Trek in 1938.
And now, over to your editor, Percy C.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mommy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around.
Ella Fitzgerald singing in 1938. Earlier in the month, in his New Year address, General Smuts spoke to the world in a plea to save the League of Nations.
What is the case against the League? The League is derided as at best a beautiful and practical vision, dream of visionaries, and as at worst a deliberate device to perpetuate the dominance of the victors of the Great War and to secure their spoils. It is true that the Covenant is a vision, but not that it is visionary. It is the truest, most realist vision yet seen in the affairs of the world.
It was to be a great year for Smuts politically, as his United Party swept to power with 111 seats to the National Party's total of 27. Meanwhile, another South African was getting an international hearing, crooner Al Boley.
I knew a girl, sweet Genevieve, a long, long time ago. The belle of the ball was Genevieve. They all loved Genevieve so. I'd never believe sweet Genevieve would ever look my way. And when she agreed to dance with me, it was my luckiest day. We danced hand in hand and the music was grand till I stepped on her shoe trim and white. But to my surprise, she just lifted her eyes and said, "That's quite all right." I'd never deceive my Genevieve, though years may come and go. And I'll never leave sweet Genevieve, because I love her so.
The Japanese were on the offensive, driving Chiang Kai-shek's forces back to Chongqing, while in Spain, Franco's forces were scoring victories in the Civil War. Hitler's Germany was growing in power, and with the failure of Austria's Schuschnigg to unite his country's non-Nazi population, Hitler's Anschluss, the occupation of Austria, was achieved without a shot being fired.
Der Führer hat den Balkon verlassen und betritt nun das Zimmer des Bürgermeisters. Ungeheurer Jubel brandet herauf. Ungeheuer ist die Begeisterung der Menge, die uns umgibt. Es ist ein historischer Tag in der Geschichte Österreichs. Wir gehören zu Deutschland. Wir sind ein Reich. Wir haben einen Führer.
One Reich, One Leader. Books of 1938. The Yearling by Marjorie Rawlings, Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, All This in Heaven 2 by Rachel Field, and Graham Greene's Brighton Rock. Million-selling gramophone record was this one by Tommy Dorsey's orchestra.
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey's Boogie Woogie was heard endlessly on radio, which also featured in 1938 the quiz program Information Please, and in America, the famous Orson Welles production of The War of the Worlds, a fictional account of an invasion by Martians, which was so realistic that thousands of listeners panicked and started to evacuate their cities.
Speaking from the roof of Broadcasting Building. I'm speaking from the roof of Broadcasting Building, New York City. The bells you hear are ringing to warn the people to evacuate the city as Martians approach. Estimated in the last 2 hours, 3 million people have moved out along the road to the north. Hutchinson River Parkway still kept open for motor traffic. Avoid bridges to Long Island, hopelessly jammed. All communication with Jersey Shore closed 10 minutes ago. No more defenses. Our army is wiped out.
Plays of the 1938 season, Thornton Wilder's Our Town and Emlyn Williams's The Cornice Green, while the musical stage offered The Boys from Syracuse and Knickerbocker Holiday, in which Walter Houston sang this evergreen song.
But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November.
At the movies of 1938, Errol Flynn in The Adventures of Robin Hood, Spencer Tracy and Mickey Rooney in Boys Town, Leslie Howard is Professor Higgins in Shaw's Pygmalion, Betty Davis in Jezebel, and Charles Boyer in Tavarish.
They shan't deny me that last, final privilege.
I wanted to say that if either of you have a wish to return to Russia...
To Russia?
No.
We like washing dishes here.
I think I understand.
I'm quite sure you don't. Do you mind opening the door?
Cinema history was also made in 1938 by Walt Disney's first full-length animated film of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Hi-ho! 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 It's home from Earth we go.
The 1938 sporting scene was dominated by the Americans, particularly at tennis, where Donald Budge made a grand slam by winning all four major titles. Land speed records were set up first by John Cobb, who drove his Railton at 350 miles per hour, and later by G.E.T. Easton, whose Thunderbolt exceeded 357 miles per hour. Cricket hero was Len Hutton, with his record 364 against the Australians in the Oval Test. Years later, Hutton told Brian Johnson about it.
As a small boy, I went to see Don Bradman. I was 14 years old then, and I saw him make 334.
Yeah.
And I dashed home immediately, stamps were drawn, and practiced solidly for 2 hours in the back garden, trying to copy some of the shots that I saw this great master perform.
And then, of course, there he was on the field when you were making your record.
Yes, he was, at the Oval in 1938, when I made 364. Don Bradman was at Sillimidoff when my score was 331. And there he was, 4 or 5 yards away from me. I felt terribly nervous, and I wished he'd go away from that point, but he did stay there. But eventually, all was well, and I managed to hit a four and beat, of course, his record.
I bet he shook you by the hand then, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
The big boxing event was the rematch between Joe Louis and Max Schmeling.
15 rounds for the world's heavyweight championship.
Right and left to the head, a left to the jaw, a right to the head, and Donovan is watching carefully. Lewis measured him, right to the body, a left up to the jaw, and Schmeling is down. The count is 5, 5, 6, 7, Hey, the men are in the ring. The fight is over on a technical knockout. Max Schmeling is beaten in one round.
The time, 2:04. First round, referee stops it. The winner and still champion, Joe Louis.
By 1938, Germany was the dominant power in Europe, and it became evident that Hitler would never satisfy his territorial appetite. Now it is a claim to the Sudetenland, then part of Czechoslovakia. British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain's peace-at-all-costs policies had already caused the resignation of Foreign Secretary Anthony Eden, and in spite of a virulent attack led by Winston Churchill, Chamberlain pursued his policies of peace. He returned from the Munich Conference on Czechoslovakia with his ever-present umbrella and further worthless promises from Adolf Hitler.
After my visits to Germany, I realized vividly how Herr Hitler feels that he must champion other Germans. He told me privately, and last night he repeated publicly, that after this Sudeten German question is settled, that is the end of Germany's territory.
Call Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seale and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.